USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The man believed to have gunned down a Dixon County, Tennessee sheriff's deputy a couple of days ago is now in custody. Hours ago, the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation says Stephen Wiggins was arrested after he was found laying on the side of a road. According to investigators, Wiggins and his girlfriend Erica Castro Miles shot and killed Sergeant Daniel Baker on Wednesday after he responded to a suspicious vehicle call. This woman says she knew both the deputy and the suspect.
The officer had actually saved my life a few years back, and then I grew up there, so I'm just like, wow, that's really close to home.
A better-than-expected jobs report for May, the economy adding 223,000 jobs last month, and the unemployment rate ticked down again to 3.8%, a 17-year low. This is USA Radio News.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 Plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. That's 800-635-6303.
Not all benefits listed may be available on all plans or a single benefit package. Enrollment in the prescribed plan type may be limited to certain times of the year unless you qualify for a special enrollment period. No obligation to enroll.
President Trump taking heat from some of his critics about pardons he's granting. Conservative author and filmmaker Dinesh D'Souza, one of those being pardoned after he pled guilty to violations of campaign finance law in 2014. D'Souza says this morning,
"Justice is not simply a matter of, hey, did you break the law? It's also a matter of, was the penalty proportioned to the crime? And did other people who do the same thing get the same penalty?"
He spoke on Fox and Friends. After waivers expire at midnight for those countries, American allies are hitting back at the United States for President Trump's steep tariffs on imported steel and aluminum. A top EU official calling it American protectionism, announcing plans to put tariffs on hundreds of American-bound products. Similar retaliatory measures have also been discussed by Canada and Mexico. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
At least two sponsors pulling their ads now from Samantha Bee's TV show after the comedian called Ivanka Trump a vulgar name on the air the other night. Auto Trader releasing a statement saying it's suspending its sponsorship of Full Frontal because of what it calls Bee's offensive, unacceptable comments. State Farm Insurance also suspending its advertising, saying it's reviewing any future sponsorship of that program. Bee has apologized. She says she crossed a line and deeply regrets it. TBS releasing a statement saying Bee's comments should never have aired. Meanwhile, President Trump is tweeting that things seem to be acting like a double standard when it comes to what some people can say about some people, while others can talk about he and his family and not be severely disciplined. People who don't evacuate ahead of the lava flows from Hawaii's Kilauea volcano are going to find themselves under arrest. Authorities on the Big Island issuing a mandatory evacuation order a few hours ago for a subdivision in the path of what officials call a vigorous lava eruption. People in that area planning to stay at least until noon, and after which they'll have to get out or again face arrest. The Hawaii County Civil Defense Agency says emergency responders have no plans to rescue anyone who stays beyond that noon deadline. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.